Welcome to Eden and Amadeus, the podcast.
We are trying something a little bit different. So just this last weekend, Amadeus and I went to PodFest, which is a three-day festival of podcasters, seminars, sessions, meet and greets, networking, that kind of thing. And we actually met the founders of our host site, Buzzsprout, where we host our podcast, and found out that they are local here in Jacksonville, Florida, which blew our minds.
That blew my mind because I actually assumed they were in another country, maybe the Middle East, maybe Asia. I had no idea. And then we find out they're from, and like I live probably within 5 miles of their office, which is very, very weird.
And nobody comes to their office. We got a chance to talk with Kevin and Tom, and they were telling us that once some guy showed up at their office and he just walked in like, hey, and they ended up hiring him or something. But
which is really cool. You know, I got to say, one of the things I learned, and I'll admit, I've not taken this podcast super seriously. I feel like it's something we've been doing for fun.
As an extension of what we do every day.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think I've been really, what's the word I'm looking for? Considerate to people who are listening by not really bringing my A game. You know what I mean? I feel like it's been like, okay, let's just do this thing after the show, and then we'll put it out there and see what happens.
Well, but I feel like I'm guilty of that as well then.
I feel like I could be doing so much better, and I'm going to work on that this year. And one of the things we really want to do is get some feedback from people who are listening. Like, are you liking it? What do you like? What you don't like?
And another thing we wanted to do, and we actually asked because we had the opportunity to ask the owners of this major podcast company what they thought about, instead of doing 3 or 4 episodes a week and splitting them up, doing one episode a week, but combining all the elements. We run all of our Battle of the Sexes.
Mm-hmm.
We always have some kind of fun interview, mostly Gator Country artists that we play. Sometimes it's just a unique individual. I mean, we had the one the other day of Dr. Blasphemy, who is a tattoo guy who MCs these tattoo festivals. And if you have not yet heard that episode, you've got to go back to it because he talks about things like suspending people from piercings from the ceiling. It's not for everybody. But anyway, so we asked Tom, we said, what do you think about that? Should we make one longer podcast a week? And he said, well, that's the fun thing about podcasting. Try it. And ask.
Yeah.
Ask your listeners what they think. So how do you reach us? That's your question, right? So on social media, you can go to 99.9 Gator Country. That's the easiest way. I mean, until we have something set up where you can easily access us, I would say go to one of the 99.9 Gator Country social media sites, mm-hmm. either Instagram or Facebook is probably the best, and just direct message us.
Facebook is, probably the easiest way because you can send us a message directly. Usually somebody sees it pretty quickly. And then we would love to know what you think, especially if you're listening in another country.
Because we have
looked at the analytics, and we have listeners in Asia and Europe and all over the place. And for some reason, Miami.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people listening in Miami, which is not another country, by the way. It's just another city in Florida.
Even though I'm from there and can say sometimes it feels as though it
is. Okay, so we got all that out of the way.
Okay, so what we didn't do is tease what's coming up and who's coming up.
Okay.
Chris Jansen, who has had many number one country music hits, is our guest today. So we should have started with that. Hopefully when you read the title of this episode and saw the description, you understood that Chris Jansen was going to be on this episode with us.
Hopefully you're not like, 4 minutes in going, where the hell is Chris Jansen?
Yeah, we're going to be getting to that. That we're going to be getting to.
Our Battle of the Sexes recap for the week.
Of course. So before we do any of that, let's talk about the subject. The subject that has everybody so divided across the world right now, and that is Taylor Swift and the coverage of her and Travis Kelce as it relates to the Super Bowl and why people are so angry.
Yeah, a lot of people just, and I don't know why, but a lot of people just don't like, the network showing her. They don't like the relationship. I'm like, it's a love story, baby, just say yes. That's where I'm at with it.
That's where you're at with it.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
That's where I'm at, too. How can you dislike it?
I mean, when, after that game on Sunday and she found her way to him and he found it and they hug and he's like, I love you so much. And she's like, I've never been more proud of anyone in my life ever. I'm like, this is a song come to life and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so nice to
Don't
see.
Hate.
Why hate? But here's the fun part. I had a friend post this and it makes really good sense. She said, you guys that are hating on Taylor Swift, and you're letting it be known either just in conversation when your phone's around or actually posting these memes that are anti-Taylor and Travis or saying, I never want to hear or commenting even on other people's posts that, and saying, shut up with that already. You guys are putting yourself through your own private hell because the algorithm is seeing that you have an interest, good or bad, in Taylor Swift. It's seeing Facebook, Instagram, everything, TikTok. It is seeing that this is what it takes to get you engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to give you even more of it. And the only way you're going to stop seeing it is if you stop engaging and stop making it a point to post how annoyed you are.
It's so funny. We all know that our phones listen to us, but we forget because it's just happening. And then, you know, you're bashing Taylor and you're seeing more and more Taylor stuff on your phone. And that's what Taylor calls karma.
Yes, and it's her boyfriend. Karma is her boyfriend.
So I love Taylor. I love Taylor and Kelsey together. Or I guess I should call him Travis. I always call him Kelsey for some reason. But I just don't understand all the hate. If you don't like it, just look away.
Yeah.
Just look away.
Just don't pay attention. It's 25 seconds or so per game. You can deal with it.
Yeah.
The other big news we talked about was Morgan Wallen and Eric Church teaming up to bring back Field and Stream in print. Now, this isn't something I grew up in Miami reading a lot of Field and Stream,
mm-hmm.
but you're a country boy and you say this is big, big news.
Yeah, until I moved to Jacksonville, I lived in a little town in Georgia called Sandersville. And my dad had, we lived on a dairy farm and my dad was a hunter. And Field and Stream magazine was like in the bathroom. There was a basket with Field and Stream magazine because you know how guys are. And so, you know, I grew up with this magazine. I had no idea it went out of print a couple of years ago, but now Morgan Wallen and Eric Church are bringing it back in the form of a music festival. And I think it was a quarterly print version.
I think that's what you said.
Yeah, I think it was a quarterly print version. So I'm really stoked about that. Again, I didn't even know it went away. Now I'm a grown person living in the city, so it's not like part of my daily life. But I remember that as a kid. I remember there was always a cool cover of like a stream with snow and fish jumping and a bear eating an elk, whatever it was. It was really a lot of fun.
A bear eating an elk.
Sometimes.
Eating a possum, eating a fish, eating an amoeba, eating seaweed.
It was just really cool pictures.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be something, especially with the music festival piece of it, something bigger and better than anyone had ever imagined.
Yeah.
So that's very cool.
And good for those guys.
And speaking of cool guys, one of our favorite people to talk to and see on stage for sure, because the energy that Chris Jansen gives off is just bar none. I mean, nobody is he's from the first time we saw him at the Jacksonville Landing. We were like, this guy's different.
Do you know what I read that we didn't get to talk to him about? In 2018, he was one of the most traveled artists. He logged so many miles traveling. He circumnavigated the planet 9 times in 2018. Like if you added all the miles, it was like a quarter of a billion miles or something. It was incredible.
He's got every iron in the fire right now, and you're going to hear all about it. And he's also celebrating a song that could be yet another number one for him. But here's the thing. This being a podcast and there being rights, et cetera, it's not like we're going to be able to play the song for you. But you know that you can always go and find All I Need Is You by Chris Jansen and take a listen to it after we have our chat with him. And then following that, it's your Battle of the Sexes recap. We hope you'll play along with that. Here's Chris.
Whoa.
Hello,
it sounded
Chris.
Like we just got shot. Oh.
Oh, boom.
Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning to y'all, and thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I'm right in the middle of my morning old man tea routine. People say, what do you drink in Mountain Dew all the time? Well, yes, I pretty much am, but sometimes you got to take a break and get yourself an old man tea. So I'm sort of celebrating this morning with y'all the success of All I Need Is You. Thanks to you guys for playing the song, and thanks to the listeners out there for loving it. And man, it's awesome to be alive.
Thank you for bringing it to us. And speaking of Mountain Dew, one of my favorite versions of that song is you singing into the Mountain Dew over your crock pot full of chip dip.
You want to know something funny? So speaking of that, thank you. But I am standing in my kitchen as I speak to you in that exact spot. I might even be wearing similar clothes. But anyway, that was funny. One of my biggest pet peeves in life, I think most grown men, is that, all the time, and I love her, but all the time my wife's like, hey, pose for this camera. Hey, make a video. Hey, say something online. And I'm like, my initial answer is no. And so I was just being a typical dude. And so she did not expect me
to be doing that. And I turned around, whipped around there, and started singing to her and serenading her with a Mountain Dew bottle there like a microphone, and it worked. So anyway, thanks for saying that. That was just us goofing off in the house.
Chris, I got to tell you, Eden and I have been together on a morning show for a long, long time, and she's kind of like my work wife, and I feel your pain. She's always like, smile for this, say this into the camera. It's the same way around mm-hmm. here. I can totally mm-hmm. relate.
But I have.
Well, you know, it's all in good fun, but I just, I'm just, you know, I'd rather be hunting or fishing.
What's the chip dip consist of, just in case we want to make it for Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's a good question. That was actually exotic wild game chip dip. So that was some African oryx, scimitar oryx, which is a big plains game animal from Africa. And then in ground beef fashion. And then just normal cheap Velveeta cheese and, whatever, if that's even really cheese, but it tastes good. And then just Rotel tomatoes and just mixed it up, and that's it. That's literally all it was.
That's the best.
I think I'll use ground turkey in my version, if that's okay with you.
Well, even better. Even better.
So, Chris, I mean, sitting at another number one, clearly, but what else is going
Thank
on?
You. Well, I mean, hey, I mean, I appreciate you saying that, but I got to say, man, I just don't take a second of it for granted, which, as you know, but you know my heart, but, man, it's just such a blessing. But what else is going on is we kicked off 24 in a great way with some great tour shows. They've been fabulous so far, and I expect them to get even better. I've already been in the studio this year about 2 weeks ago. I went and recorded the brand new single, which is coming out on the 21st. I'm excited about, and I hope you guys will be as well. I believe it's going to be a big song, very, very fun and very me, and so that's exciting. And we're debuting that also on television as well with CBS on primetime with Dolly Parton. And we just got—I mean, literally, as I speak to you, the last couple nights, we've been long nights, but they've been great ones. We've been rehearsing and filming and getting a TV show done with Dolly and a bunch of great all-star cast of friends, and it's just been a wild time in our life in such a good way. And you know, thankfully our kids are healthy and my wife is hot, so I mean
your wife is hot, like
we're winning for sure, you know, so she is hot, thank you. And and also my best friend. So hey man, I don't know that life could get any better than that, and I'm just in the woods every chance I get and supporting conservation every chance I get. And those are the important things in life.
I'm thinking coming off that that Crossroads episode, which was amazing, by the way, and now right into Dolly Parton. I mean, how did that happen?
She asked. I mean, I know it sounds so nonchalant to say it like that, but it's the truth. I mean, she just asked, would you like to be a part of it? And I mean, who's going to tell Dolly no? And first of all, I mean, yes, I want to be a part of it, but I mean, it's such a no-brainer, you know? It's like, yeah, definitely I'm going to be a part of this with the biggest star in the world on, I mean, huge national television. I mean, heck yeah, and we get to sing, and she's cool with me singing my new single, like, wow. And the Crossroads thing happened just because, you know, you got to dream big to win big, y'all. I've been saying that forever, and you got to, you know, if you expect greatness in your life, you better start speaking it over your life and reaching out and working hard for it, you know, and believing in yourself. And so, when CMT offered me a Crossroads slot, they, of course, one of the questions, of course, is who would you like to do it with, and what, you know, give us a list of collaborators or whatever. But Brett Michaels, you know, a poison was at the top of my list, and hey man, we just reached out to him, and it was an immediate yes. And so, I mean, just wild how that happens. Because, I mean, I literally picked somebody that I'm such a fan of, and then they said yes because they were a fan too. Turns out, so just bizarre to me in such a realistic way. It just blows my mind.
We were at that Brett Michaels show on December 5th when he announced to the audience in St. Augustine that Crossroads was coming, and we were so excited. We're like, yes, this is going to be amazing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's, man, even hearing you say that, it just makes me smile because it was just an unbelievable thing. And we actually are real friends after the fact, and not just acquainted people, you know, not just two dudes who came together for a TV show and see you later. And we talk regularly. He's a great friend. And we've also decided to go out and do some touring together in 24. So that's exciting. So we're going to do he created a thing called the Party Girl, which is like a basically an onstage party for awesome hit songs all night long, right? And so he's like, man, you guys come do some Party Girl. So we're doing that. We teamed up. The ad mats look great. Pictures look great. And it's going to be a fabulous time. And I'm the only country guy out there, so you know it's me and him, and then we got a great cast of people going on, starting at the very beginning and all the way up to me and Brett towards the end there, and I'm talking about like not just regular people. I'm talking about like Don Felder of the Eagles and stuff, like
wow, like
big time names, man. It blows my mind. One of my buddies from my hometown called me. He's like, "How in the F did you get Don Felder to play shows before you?" And I said, "I don't even know how to answer that." Honestly. So, needless to say, I'm very grateful and very humbled by the experience, and I haven't even done it yet. So, just the initial talks are just going to be fabulous. And we're grateful for where the song "All I Need Is You" is and what it has done, and hopefully by the end of this week we'll have rung the bell on the number one. And but other than that, man, I'm just really proud to be living my dream and doing it the way that I like to do it.
Well, we are going to do our part by playing it right now. And listen, we want to respect your time and respect the other radio stations that get to talk to you.
Thank you.
So we have to jump off, even though we don't want to. So best to you. Best to Kelly. We love you.
Love you, man.
We love you, too. I really appreciate it. And I will send my best for you to Kelly. And you got it. And thanks for playing the song. And thanks for all the support. Can't wait to get you the new single.
We can't wait either. Bye, Chris.
Thank you. See ya.
Isn't he so great?
I love him. I love him so much.
He's so down to earth and so fun to talk to. His wife, Kelly, that we mentioned, travels everywhere with him. And she is just, she always has something nice to say.
Yeah. And
whenever we see her.
She's his manager, too. And, and he's had labels that said, you know, you want to switch managers. He's like, no, she does my schedule. She knows my life. She is the most important person in my life. She is my manager for life. Yep. Which I love. Remember that great story about Shane Prophet, a young artist that was a huge Chris Jansen fan, and he had taken this girl on a date in a sushi restaurant, and Chris was there, and he just wanted to go over and just like introduce himself, and he had a tape, and Chris was like, "Give it to my wife," and then the wife got Shane Prophet a contract, and they're just great people. I just love them so much.
Give it to my wife. Talk to the wife.
Talk to the wife. She handles all my business.
Well, you know who handled business this week in the Battle of the Sexes? Ooh. A young lady named Katie. Let's listen back to the week in battles and see how it went.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go. Monday morning, Battle of the Sexes.
Please welcome our returning champion from Orange Park. It's Katie.
And from St. Augustine to take Katie on, it's Rick. And Rick, just for playing today, you've got 4 tickets to Professional Bull Riders Unleash the Beast. It's coming to Vistar Veterans Memorial Arena on February 23rd and 24th. In honor of Unleash the Beast coming to town, we've got a Famous Beasts quiz. First question goes to our returning champion, Katie. Katie, this legendary beast is usually large and grotesque looking, nothing like our favorite one, Shrek.
An ogre?
Yes.
One for you.
Rick, this legendary beast is a mystical bird known to rise from the ashes of a fire.
Phoenix.
Yes.
1-1. Katie, this beast from Greek mythology has snakes for hair and can turn people to stone with just a glance.
Medusa.
2-1.
Rick, this legendary beast is the one-eyed giant from Greek mythology.
Cyclops.
Yes.
2-2. All right, Katie. This beast with the body of a man and head of a bull was trapped forever in a labyrinth.
Minotaur.
3-2.
I just want to say for a second, I predicted nobody would get any of these. I wanted to say that. Rick, another human-animal hybrid. This beast has a horse's body, but the torso and head of a man.
Take a guess. Too much time.
A centaur is what we were looking for. And Katie, that means...
With a score of 3-2, you're today's champion. No Tuesday morning Battle of the Sexes.
Please welcome our returning champion from Orange Park. It's Katie.
And from Middleburg to take Katie on, it's Jerry. Guys, today is National Croissant Day, so we're going to do a little French quiz for you. First question goes to our returning champion, Katie. Katie, did you just sigh?
Yes.
All right, Katie... Produced in France, Grey Goose is a brand of what kind of alcohol?
Vodka.
There you go.
One for you.
Jerry, what kind of race is the Tour de France?
Bicycle.
Yep.
All right, 1-1. Katie, President Jefferson acquired which U.S. state from the French in a phrase called the blank purchase?
Louisiana.
Yes.
Oh, see, there was no sigh needed.
Jerry, the Mona Lisa and Venus de Milo are both located in what famous French museum?
The Louvre.
Yes.
2-2. Katie, Quasimodo is a literary character who lived in the bell tower of what famous cathedral?
The Notre Dame.
Yes, he was the hunchback of Notre Dame.
Jerry, named the French city that is famous for its annual international film festival.
Cannes.
That's
right. We got
a
tied score.
All right, you two. The first to shout out the answer wins. You're not going to be able to hear each other. Here we go. What is the capital of France?
Paris.
Yes, ma'am.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go. Wednesday morning, Battle of the Sexes.
Please welcome our returning champion from Orange Park. It's Katie.
And here to take Katie down from the north side, it's Jeff. Guys, in honor of MovieWeb.com's best cartoons ever, we got a quiz about these famous cartoons on that list. First question goes to our returning champion, Katie. In at number 29 is this classic cartoon family: George, his boy Elroy, daughter Judy, and Jane, his wife.
The Jetsons.
That's right.
Nice work. One for you.
Jeff, in at number 19 is this sailor man who's famous for eating his spinach.
Popeye.
Yep.
All right, Katie, in at number 26 are Bubbles, Buttercup, and Blossom, a trio of test tube sisters known as these superheroes.
Powder Puff Girls.
Yep.
Golly, you're smart.
Jeff, at number 20, Donatello, Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Raphael, four heroes better known as this group.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Correct.
I wish you would have sang it, but okay, 2-2. All right, Katie, in at number 12 is this Nicktoons series that featured toddlers Tommy, Chucky, Angelica, and twins Phil and Lil.
The Rugrats.
Oh my gosh, three for you.
And Jeff, at number 11, Cartman, Kyle, and Stan are elementary school kids on this Comedy Central series.
South Park.
Yes.
We got a tie score.
All right, the two of you, the first to shout out the answer wins. You will not be able to hear each other. And at number 18, this one has been around since 1959, and he is known as the Friendly Ghost.
Casper.
Casper.
Yes,
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go, Friday morning Battle of the Sexes.
Please welcome our returning champion. Her name is Miranda.
And hit or take Miranda on. It's Sebastian from St. Augustine. Guys, on Fridays, it's leftovers. First question we always do to the ladies first. All right, Miranda, from our It All Starts With You quiz, which means the answer is going to start with the letter U. This is required clothing, like for a student or police.
Uniform.
Yeah,
easy.
Sebastian, it all starts with you, quiz. The person hired to enforce the rules of a sports game.
Umpire.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 1-1. Miranda, this is from our cartoons quiz. This Nickelodeon character lives in a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Take that.
Sebastian, from our cartoons quiz. This 7-year-old Latina girl shares adventures with her monkey friend, Boots.
Dora the Explorer.
Yep.
All right, 2-2. Miranda, from our French quiz, what does the word bonjour mean?
Hello.
Hello to you, too.
Sebastian, from our French quiz, what does merci mean?
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right,
you're welcome.
We've got a tie score, 3-3.
The first of you to shout out the answer is going to win on this one. It's for both of you, and you're not going to be able to hear each other. This legendary beast goes by many names like Sasquatch, Yeti, Skunk Ape.
Bigfoot?
Yes, ma'am.
Miranda, you're our champion.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go, Thursday morning Battle of the Sexes.
Please welcome our returning champion. She's going for $100 today from Orange Park. It's Katie.
And here from Middleburg to take Katie down, it's John. Guys, today the quiz is It All Starts With You. All of the answers start with the letter U. For example, if we said an implement for household use, especially in the kitchen, you would say utensil. Got it?
Yeah.
First question goes to our returning champion, Katie. A small 4-stringed Hawaiian guitar.
Ukulele.
Of course.
One for you.
John, an institution of higher learning.
University.
Yes, sir.
1-1. All right, Katie, Disney's evil sea witch.
Ursula.
Oh, my goodness. Yay. John, this is the part of the cow the milk comes from.
Udder.
Yep.
All right, Katie, an imaginary place where everything is perfect.
Utopia.
Oh, my gosh. 3-2.
John, the radioactive metal used as fuel in a nuclear reaction.
Uranium.
All right, we've got a tie score of 3-3. Katie, if you get this one before he does, you got $100. John, I'm pulling for you, man.
John and Katie, both, same category. This company is a popular ride share.
Uber.
Yes, Uber is correct, Katie. And you can take a lot of Ubers with $100, baby. And now we are $100 poorer for it.
Oh, no.
Well, it was a pleasure to give Katie that money. And as you heard, there was one more battle that followed Katie's win.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Friday morning. So anyway, we appreciate everyone for being with us. Let us know how you like the longer single version, one a week podcast idea. It's a little more work for us on our end, but we think it's worthwhile doing it this way. But if you don't like it, you'll tell us.
We think you are worth it.
You know what? You're worth it. Thanks, everybody.